All right, this is David Tessar from The Edge Show at MMS 2012, and I am joined here by Carrie. Welcome, Carrie, to The Edge Show for the first time.
Thanks for having me, David. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Could we start off a little bit so people know a little bit more about what you do at Microsoft?
Yeah, absolutely. I have been at Microsoft for just about 12 years now. Spent some time in the field in engineering, but right now I am the director of product marketing in Windows, and I'm responsible for our desktop virtualization MDOP strategy.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, so I know that there's a lot of new changes in in the next wave here, Server 2012 and Client 8. What are all the things that are under the hood of desktop virtualization?
Well, there's a number of things that we're working on right now. We did an announcement last week introducing new versions of AppV into the market, and we also introduced a new product called User Experience Virtualization. So we have a lot of movement going on, and to your point, Windows Server 2012 is bringing some great innovation in VDI, and Windows 8, in conjunction with that, super experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so all the parts you've got desktop virtualization, mm-hmm. which has a lot of different things. One of which you mentioned is the VDI.
Sure.
What are the other parts that are in there? You've got the.
Yeah. So from a Microsoft perspective, we have a strategy around desktop virtualization that really breaks the desktop down into three layers, and we consider those three layers user state, application, and operating system. And when you combine virtualization at all of those layers, you get a great user experience.
Okay. And what are some of the things that are new specifically with some of the products? Let's say, for instance, with the user experience virtualization.
Mm-hmm. Well, with user experience virtualization, what we're really aiming for is the ability for the users to change their device but keep their experience. So what does all that mean, right?
Yeah.
What it means is that regardless of the version of Windows or the application that you log into, you're going to get a consistent experience across. So, you know, David, you as yourself, if you want to change the theme on your Windows instance, or you want to change Office and the colors, and, you know, you want to go into Reader and make that personalized, once you make it your own, if you log into a laptop or a VDI desktop or a session, you're going to get the same experience all the way across. So with users today, they have, you know, 3, 4, 5 different devices. They don't want to go and configure every single one of those. They want it to feel the same no matter which one they log into.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, it has a lot of feels like a little bit like roaming profiles and,
sure.
and that kind of thing, you know, folder redirection.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big changes from what's already in the past?
Yeah, totally. We get this question all the time, actually. So
yeah.
Roaming user profiles is technology that's built into the core operating system, and it's been around since Windows NT. And, you know, customers like the concept behind it, but it was never engineered to handle all of the new scenarios and the new work styles that people have today. So when you look at user experience virtualization, we've done a bunch of things to make sure that the way we move the data and the settings is smart. And we've enabled certain triggers. So we synchronize information when you lock your machine. We synchronize information when you close the application or when you connect or disconnect from a session. With roaming profiles, all of that stuff used to happen at login, and it would slow down that experience. So we've kind of parsed it out to make it more friendly for the user.
Okay. So that efficiency is one of those scenarios. What are
mm-hmm.
some of the other kind of key things that are different?
Yeah, there's a couple things. We roam the settings between both physical and virtual applications.
Okay.
So in roaming user profiles, you don't get that between the applications. And we also roam it between physical and virtual desktops. So regardless of how you're getting in there, you're going to get the same experience. And lastly, UEV works on both Windows 7 and Windows 8. And as we move forward in product development, we'll also look at moving it across the different versions of the operating system as
okay.
well.
Okay. Lots of good stuff there.
Yeah. We're excited. And I'll tell you, we've been getting great reception on the expo floor and even in the session that we had just about a half hour ago. So real good momentum.
So that's the virtualization of the actual user profile settings data.
Right.
What about the apps? I know we announced AppV, version of that. What are some new things that are in there?
So some new things that we've done with AppV is we've enable deeper integration into the Windows platform. So one of the key things that's important about virtual applications is that the user has to have the same experience as if it was a physical. If they have to do something different, they start to reject it. So we've gotten deeper integration into Windows, so now you can register virtual applications as if they were physical. What the heck does that mean, right? What it means is that in the past, if you double-clicked on like a media file, it would automatically launch Media Player. But if you were working within a document and you launch Media Player, you might get the physical instance that's installed. Now it doesn't matter. You register the virtual application, it becomes the primary mechanism that the user will experience. So we've done some things there. We've made some improvements in VDI in terms of how we reduce the storage. So you no longer need to have your applications across all your VDI instances. That lowers your cost of adoption. And the one thing that's really cool and super visual for the IT pro, we overhauled the console. So it's a web-based console now, super easy to navigate, really powerful. So we got some pretty good cheers in the session earlier.
Yeah, lots of good changes there in the product. As far as VDI, so like we've covered those two layers there. We've got the apps, we've got the user settings, and then there's the VDI, or the full desktop virtualization side of things.
Right.
Now we saw in the keynote the quick wizard in the 1 minute to get it going.
You need it just in seconds.
Yeah, so we know that it's easy and simple to set up, but other than that, what are a number of enhancements that are inside that whole product suite?
Yeah, there are a ton. And we just scratched the surface earlier today. And as we move through the product development cycle, you'll hear us talk more and more about it. But we've taken RamoneFX down across the WAN now. In the past, we were only doing the LAN, so now we can go to the wide area network. But what you'll hear us start to say in Windows Server 2012 and Windows 8 client in conjunction with VDI is that we deliver one platform, one experience across three deployment types. So what it means is Windows Server and Hyper-V are your core. The one experience is RamoneFX, high fidelity. We've integrated touch with Windows 8, all of that great video streaming, all the high fidelity in terms of audio. And then three deployment types means that using Windows Server, if you want to deliver sessions, pooled, or personal desktops, it's one platform to do it. You don't have to go and buy multiple products in order to enable that. So we're really excited to be able to bring that to the customer and then let them choose what's right for their business.
Yep. I know RamoneFX has a ton of stuff under it. And I know the one thing that I often see is the missile launcher, the remote USB missile launcher. Yeah. That's a popular one with folks. So
it is, and thanks for bringing that up, because USB redirection is one of the key things that we have to enable. You know, when you have a physical desktop, it's really easy to just plug things in and all of a sudden they work. Well, when that desktop's in the data center, you can't really walk into the server room and start plugging things in, right? So you have to make sure that local device can pass through the USB. And the demo that we showed today, we didn't have the missile launcher with us, unfortunately. But we had a pretty cool webcam, and we zeroed in on a guy who decided to sit in the front row, because nobody likes to sit in the front row. But because he chose to do that, we gave him 4,000 Xbox points.
Wow.
So pretty nice deal there.
Hey, sit in the front when you come to your sessions. That's what we got to do, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we obviously covered a whole lot here. Mm-hmm. We only have so much time. But where can people go to get more information about all the suites?
So as we discussed, we announced two betas last week. Mm-hmm. So for UEV, you can go to Get UEV. And you can sign up and download the beta there. For AppV, go to Get AppV, and that's available as well. They're both there for download. And we are running a contest associated with both of those. So if you've seen the cool new Nokia Lumia 900, for those IT pros out there that are gadget guys and want to check that out, go out and check out the contest. The prize for the best submission is Lumia 900.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Carrie.
Yeah, thanks for having me, David.
Yeah. We'll be right back.